Welcome everyone. Continue with Pelioids. It's Aleph Shin 115. Discussing Inoz Devarim. Inoz Devarim, as we started with yesterday, is to be careful not to harm people with words. Inoz Devarim is harming people with words. What we're learning about is to be careful not to harm people with words. And we spoke about the dangerous, it's just a joke approach, which is not appropriate. Avroy Ladas. Says the Pelioids, you have to know. He's going to tell us something which is obvious, but it so needs to be said. You can't harm someone with words who harmed you with words. You say, well, why would I think I can? Unless you're doing it out of rebuke with love. Okay, rebuke with love, which is a high madrega. It's not so simple. Okay, so if you're using words to rebuke the person out of love, and the person can hear the tone of voice, then you can do it. But if someone said something to you, so now you know what you're going to do? You're going to say something back. Two wrongs don't make a right, as they say. You're going to say something back. So that's called taking revenge. If you think about it, you're taking revenge now. That's lo sikim. That's a different answer. Ubevadai, kishetzitza Torah shaloi soinu isha samisa. He says, no question that when the Torah says, don't harm someone with words, lo hotzru chaletzavis alamisoi mevakish devasa. Obviously, the Torah is not talking about don't harm your friend, the person that you like. So therefore, obviously, what does it mean? It means don't harm the person with words who harmed you. You hear what's going on? Someone say, well, he did it to me. She did it to me. They did it first. That's exactly what we're talking. That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Yes, we all know they did it first. For you to do that, do it second, is exactly what the Isser is. Even if they pained you and they hurt you, you are not permitted to respond the same way they did it to you. Now, the truth is, the Chavetz Chaim says, if you do respond, you know what's going to happen? We learned this recently. This is a Pelioid share. In the Chavetz Chaim share, we learned recently that you're going to say, we all know what happens. We've been there before, right? They say something, you say something back. You say something back, they respond stronger. Then they respond stronger, you got a stronger one. Not anyone here, of course, right? And then they can, until who knows what happens. So says the Chavetz Chaim. That's the Chavetz Chaim. You want to get slammed with more insults? Just stop. You're protecting yourself from getting harm. Less harm come to you with the insults. And if, like we said earlier, if it's derech schoik, you're making fun of the person as a joke, that's called a leitzonus. That's leitzonus. That's mockery. That's scoffing. Shetchilosa, and the punishment we said is tchilosa yesurin yosef kliya. Starts with yesurin, with suffering, and ends with the person's demise. Lechein concludes here in the topic of Aino with the famous Gemara in Baben Tzia Daf Nun Tes. Ye odim zor meinoz dvarim. Person has to be very careful that he knows Dvarim. And the truth of the matter is, in the categories of forbidden speech, a knows Dvarim sometimes comes even before Lashon Hara. And the reason is because a knows Dvarim is you know, anybody, it could be anything. Some people are very quick-witted, you know, they have a very smooth tongue, and they have an ability to say that sharp one-liner. And it stings and it burns. You know, just recently I was bitten by yellow jacks. You know, I told you, right? It was painful. On my nose, my eyebrow was painful. And I put ice on it. As painful as that is, it's gone now. But the words that someone says, oh, they sting for much longer. The ice doesn't help. So we have to be very careful with Aynaz Dvarim, and we have to be careful with children, educating them. Also, the dangers of Aynaz Dvarim. I want to tell you something else. People's lives can be ruined by children. And you say, innocent children. Yeah, there are innocent children. But unfortunately, sometimes children, when they group together and they bully a kid, and they make the kid feel lousy, boys, girls, doesn't make a difference. Sometimes the kids, they leave schools because of this. They have no self-esteem. It ruins their lives. It can ruin their lives. All because of these harmful words. And then the flip side. You have a situation where, imagine the kid doesn't know how to play a game of football. And boy, by boys, that's it. You're like the loser, right? And you have somebody go over, another classmate, and say, here, you know, let's have a catch. You know, put your arm back a little further. When you throw the ball, extend all the way. Let the ball roll off your fingers smoothly. And you teach the boy, one classmate to another. I know a case like this. One kid wasn't so good. Another kid pulled him over and taught him how to be a little better at football. How do I know? Because the motor said, I'm very proud of your son. This is a few years ago. We have to be very careful to train our children to make sure, especially when they're attacked with words, not to start shooting back like a machine gun. We end Ois Aleph with the next topic of Oinus. Oinus means that something's out of your control. You have a mitzvah to go do, you can't do it, right? I told you, I reached out to somebody, I said, I didn't see you by the shir last night. Then I said, not just last night, last week when I gave the shir, I didn't see you there either. Everything okay? So he says, actually, no, I'm under the weather. I'm sick. So he's a great guy. You know, Refuah Shleima. Sometimes if you're sick, better not to come to the shir. You don't get everybody else sick, right? There's a concept in halacha, oynis rachmana patra. If you couldn't, let's say, make it to shul because you're sick, you're exempt. You're exempt from a mitzvah. However, the Pelyoit says, let's be honest with ourselves. If you had an opportunity to make a lot of money, and if you want to know how much a lot of money is, whatever you think a lot is, that's a lot of money. And you weren't feeling great, and you're not contagious, are you going to go make that money anyway? And if you're going to go make that money anyway, you better make sure you get into that base mention and go learn also. You better make sure you go do that mitzvah as well. Because that's not called Oynis Rachmana Patrei. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth. Hashem knows the truth. Hashem knows if this person had that chance to make the money, he'd be there. So if he had the chance to make the money, so why is he not going to learn? Why is he not going to help his friend? His friend asked for help. Why is he not helping his friend? I have a headache. Okay, Rufus, take an Advil, take Tylenol. But if you go make that money, that's not called an excuse. That's not a real Oinus. This is the last piece of discussion on Ois Aleph, Yemitz Hashem. The next year we begin with Ois Beis, Brachos. The next stop is Brachos.